Previously on the Hajj Reunion.
Zubair, did you see this fancy envelope? It's addressed to you and Zahra. I found it in the post box outside.
That's weird.
He looks so down and out now. Is his business not doing well?
I'm not sure. He said he'll bring me up to speed on everything today. Atiya, I see you put the screen up.
Allah Ta'ala says in Surah 2, verse 96 of the Noble Quran, and complete the Hajj and Umrah in the service of Allah. So here we have arrived at Mina on this first day of Hajj, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. Mina is derived from the word with the root letters Mim, Noon, Ya, which means to be put to the test, or to undergo, or to find. We will, inshallah, perform 5 salahs here, reciting the talbiyah after each salah, before proceeding to Arafat tomorrow morning.
Hajj 2000, Day 1. The camps in Mina are abuzz with the noises of over 2 million people from every country, city, town, forest, and farmland in the world. In the South African camp, just across the road from the Jamarat, the Global Travels Hajj Tour Group are earmarking places to put their backpacks and bedding. The women make themselves as comfortable as they possibly can without their usual essentials, trying not to look too worried about spending the next 5 days sleeping on the floor and using communal bathrooms. Having been for Hajj many times in the past, the vibrant Auntie Suraya dispenses invaluable advice as they all share their anxieties about the coming days. Led by her husband, Maulana Faisal, the men leave their tent to go out and scout the area and familiarize themselves with the layout of Mina. Mustafa and Ilyas, childhood friends, who have the good fortune of performing their first Hajj together, try to engage the others in conversation. As the 6 men walk slowly through the crowds, gazing in awe at the massive building that houses the Jamarat, they are suddenly separated by the magnitude of people still streaming in from the direction of Mecca. Mina is not a big place, but the sheer number of people make it confusing and a bit daunting for the Hujjaj. Sometime later, they each return separately to their camp and check in on their womenfolk. Mustafa is the last to return, and he shares an amazing story of getting lost and ending up in a foreign tent where a few old men were roasting an entire goat to feed them for the next 5 days. Just before noon, on the day of the Hajj reunion, Maulana Faisal and his wife Auntie Suraya are making their way to the Raja's home.
Let me strap you in, Suraya.
Ooh, Faisal, it's so nice that we're going out for a drive. You never take me anywhere nowadays.
Yes, remember I told you that we are attending a Hajj reunion today.
A Hajj reunion? But I can't go dressed in this old cloak. Then my scarf doesn't even match, and I didn't get a chance to put on my makeup.
Suraya, you look fine as you are. Now listen, I've been telling you about this the whole week. Do you remember the Hajj we performed in the year 2000? Well, we are invited to our Haji Bai and Ben's house for a get-together.
But I don't even know them. Who are these people?
Ilyas and Atiya Raja. We were with them in Hajj 21 years ago.
I don't remember them. What am I going to speak to them about?
Don't worry about that, Sue. When I called Ilyas to accept...
Who's Ilyas?
Our Haji Bai, Sue, as I was saying, when I called him earlier in the week, I did mention that your memory has gone weak and that you do not remember many things.
Of course, I remember everything. I can remember our wedding day as clearly as if it was yesterday.
Suraya, listen, you have Alzheimer's and a lot of the time you mix things up. So I wrote down some of the details of that Hajj and I put the paper in your handbag. Ilyas told me that they are setting separate tables for lunch. So anytime you feel confused, just take the paper out and read through it. and it will jog your memory.
Was this the Hajj we went for in the year of the fire?
No, Sue. This was the Hajj where there was a stampede.
Oh, I remember now. There was a beautiful young white girl with us who became Muslim. I had to teach her how to pray Salah.
Yes, Sue. You are actually remembering now. Inshallah, your memory won't fail you while we are there. Look, here's the house now.
What a beautiful house.
Ilyas did say that he'll explain your condition to Atiya and get her to help you once we are inside, since I'll be sitting with the men.
Faisal? Who is Atiya?
Faisal and Auntie Suraya arrive at the Raja's beautiful house and are greeted by the hosts and welcomed in. Atiya leads a vague and confused Auntie Suraya to the bathroom where she freshens up, while Maulana Faisal joins Ilyas in the lounge, trying not to look too worried about his wife.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Maulana. It's good to see you after all these years.
Yes, it seems like just yesterday, hey, when we were all in Hajj together. But it's actually 21 years ago. How the time has flown by, hey?
And how the world has changed. With this virus taking over our lives, we have no idea when we'll be able to perform Hajj again.
Alhamdulillah, at least we are out of the third wave now and things seem to be settling down. Have you been for Hajj after the first time, Ilyas?
No, Maulana. Atiya and I took the children for Umrah once, but we are planning to go with them for Hajj last year when the lockdown put everything on hold.
Yes. Auntie Suraya and I used to take a group for Hajj every year, but since she's been unwell, we had to stop going about 5 years ago. I can't tell you how I miss it, though.
Gee, you did mention on the phone the other day that Auntie Suraya is suffering from Alzheimer's. I'm so sorry, Maulana. It can't be easy for you having to care for her. And I believe your sons are in all different parts of the country.
Yes, but I do have a helper for her. So I suppose it's not too bad. And the boys do come home occasionally when they get leave from teaching, alhamdulillah. Although...
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Mustafa, is it really you?
Gee, Maulana, why do you look so surprised? You must have known I was going to be here.
No, it's not that. It's just that you look so...
When you came in last night, I was going to ask you what's wrong, Mustafa. But I thought we could chat today. So what's been going on with you?
Well, as you both know, I closed up my shop when we returned from Hajj in 2000. That Hajj was such an amazing experience for me that I did a short course on becoming a tour operator. And by the next year, I had managed to open up my own tour company.
Yes. I remember you telling me about it.
Well, because I was so hands-on, I didn't charge exorbitant prices like the other tour operators. I made a name for myself and the business grew to exponential proportions.
Well, that's wonderful news. I heard that you opened branches in Durban and Cape Town as well.
Things were working out so well. I worked hard. And even though my company, Nas Travels, was the cheapest for Hajj and Umrah, I was making good money.
So you named your tour company after your late wife?
Yes, it just sounded right. Considering that the reason I went for that first Hajj was that I needed some time to mourn her death.
You never married again then?
No, I was too busy with the tour company.
Hold that thought, Mustafa. Let me just get the door. It must be one of the other guests.
Assalamu alaikum. Is this the Raja's house?
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, let me just call Atiya. Who shall I say is calling?
It's Tasneem.
Ilyas is stunned to see that the figure covered from head to toe in black, with even an eyepiece hiding her eyes, is Tasneem, the revert who had been with them in Hajj all those years ago. What other tales have transpired in 21 years? Find out in the next episode of The Hajj Reunion.